after the wedding, everybody gets out and sing. All the boys might get out and sing and create a lot of noise and shoot off fireworks.
Yeah, Lord. Drag a string of cans from in the roof, no car, just stuff like that.
Do they have any special name for a kind of ceremony like that?
I don't know. I don't believe they do.
And, let's see. Say there were, you know, say there was a bunch of boys and out caused some trouble or like that, and then somebody might come and tell you that, they might say, well, the police didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested the
whole bunch.
And, let's see, say if school gets out at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school does what it?
It turns out.
And usually the day after Labor Day is the day when school, what, school?
Takes back in.
Yes. And, you know, say you had a boy and he left home to go to school, you know, in the morning, but and his mother thought he was going, but didn't show up at school, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Played hooky.
Yeah.
You ever do that when you were coming up?
Never did even think about it.
I didn't even.
I didn't know where it was.
How far did you have to go to school?
I walked 3 miles to school and back. 3 miles back.
Whereabouts is it? Is still school down here?
No, there ain't no school in there. There's no closer than Cross City and across the river over here. But the school where I used to go was 10 miles down in the woods. Little old country school, you know. I didn't teach it 6 months out of the year. That's all people need to get their education. They got too much playing in school now.
Yeah, you're right about that.
No, nothing but playing.
In fact, well, you know, they're thinking about giving tests. In some states now, they give tests to make sure you can read and write before you graduate.
I know that.
That's crazy.
That's something crazy that I ever know in my life.
You know, this is hard to believe, but at one of those universities up in the north, they passed a requirement that you had to be able to read and write to get out.
I heard that on TV. Yeah, you had to be able to read and write. Ain't that something?
Yeah, you know, that's something you ought to learn about. Second and third grade, at least.
Yes, sir.
That's a mess. Yeah, you're right about that, though. It's too much.
I went to the eighth grade, and buddy, I learned it. I won't tell you I learned it. To the eighth grade, I couldn't go no further unless I was been able to board it uptown. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that'd be pretty expensive, wouldn't it?
Yeah, man, it'd be pretty expensive.
See ya. The school you went to, is that kind of a one-room school? You describe it?
One room, yeah. One big old room. And the teacher had everybody in there. Well, not over 30 or 40. She had a place of one, a place of another. And we had teachers them days. We ain't got no teachers no more. That's the trouble.
Yeah. Where about did y'all sit?
We sitting up. Thing about it is, as long as it's here, maybe two could sit in a desk. Maybe two, yeah. From two to maybe one. Some of them would have one. Because the teachers catch them talking too much. As I said, two of them in a group.
About how many of them would they have in the class?
They'd have four or five, something like that, you know, in a class. They'd have all the classes and